Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actress Christine Woods, star of the new NBC series Perfect Couples, which airs Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Stick around. Maybe she'll explain the plot of her last show, Fast Forward.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are nearly 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by our new sponsor, Star Pirates. Star Pirates is a free online sci-fi game that I think you'll really enjoy playing. Give it a try today at www.starpirates.net. You must be at least 13 to play. Again, that's starpirates.net. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience that includes Shannon Bornheimer, Missy Bornheimer, Edie Radloff, Alyssa Milano, and Aaron Hayes in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. If the creators of Christine Woods' last show were really as prescient as they thought they were, wouldn't they have foreseen that a year after viewers threw their hands up in frustration at trying to follow the plot of ABC's Flash Forward, that FBI agent Janice Hawke would be on NBC doing a sitcom called Perfect Couples? Well, their loss is her and our gain. As Mr. Media listeners heard from co-star Carl Bornheimer a few weeks ago, Christine Woods was number one on the Perfect Couples producer's hit list. She's beautiful, a talented actress, and developed quite a male following in her short time with Flash Forward. On Perfect Couples, which airs Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. on the Peacock, Christine plays Julia, one half of the everyday couple. She's married to Dave, Bornheimer's character. That's Dave, Bornheimer's character, if you're not clear. They are the relatively normal pair in the three-couple sitcom, although in this manner of normal, they get more than their share of silly and witty. Christine Woods, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So, you know, I'm always nice to this Bornheimer character when he comes on the show, you know, because I'm a polite guy. But seriously, Christine, is he really TV husband material?
Bornheimer's amazing. You know, he's so easy. He's so fun. He's so funny. And quite frankly, I've worked with my fair share of actors, and they're not always that way.
No.
They can be a little unhinged, and you know, who am I to talk? I'm an actress, so we all know how that goes. But he's incredible. It's not every day that when you do a show about relationships that you get to work with someone that you know, I admire him so much comedically, and that's not really how I feel about the entire cast too. It's a good situation. I feel very lucky.
Do you remember your first meeting with Kyle? Your first impression?
Let's see. My first impression. Yeah, I remember. He came in and auditioned, and he read with me. And I remember afterwards sitting with the creators of the show, being like, "Oh my gosh, he's incredible! You have to get him." And then going home, on my way home, instantly thinking like, oh my gosh, I have to go home and practice. Like, I'm not as good as this person. Like, he's so much better and just like, he's just on another level. I remember being so thrilled and excited, but also thinking like, okay, time to step up your game. Like, it's time to really put in the work, and because I just thought he was so good.
Hmm. Now, was it difficult to start on a new series after Flash Forward? I mean, I'm thinking there was so much initial excitement and anticipation for that show that, you know, when it didn't quite work out, that it would have to make anyone a little cynical about the next time out.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, Flash Forward was definitely an interesting experience. It was so, so incredible, and I, you know, was myself such a big fan of the show, and the scripts were incredible, and it was just, it was one of those shows that was, I think, maybe a little ahead of its time, maybe a little, you know, missing a few elements that really made it kind of link in to people. But it was there was a lot of promotion on the show. There was a lot of hype on the show. And when it was kind of yanked off the air, more than me as the actor, because I'm, you know, always going to be fine. I'm always going to try to work and get another job. But I think for audiences, it was a little like, it was a little jarring that it was so intense and then just missing instantly. But yeah, it makes you kind of think like, okay, nothing is certain in this business. Nothing is forever. All you can do is really enjoy moment to moment, and when you show up for work, have a good time. And that's, you know, what I try to do.
Well, it's probably easier to have a good time on your new show than maybe on that show.
Yeah. It was a different kind of good time. I mean, it's, you know, I joke that when I did Flash Forward, I had a lot of injuries. Like I had sprained ankles, I had busted up face, like I had a lot of injuries, and with this show my face hurts, but it's just from laughing so hard. It's a different kind of hurt.
Well, you know, it's funny, I was looking at the pictures on IMDb of you as Janice Hawk. I think there's 10 of them, and the thing I noticed consistently is you're always very dour looking, very, you know, always very concerned. Of course, you don't know what's going on in that series. Nobody seemed to, but this time
it was intense.
Yeah, and here, you know, it's like show up for work, laugh, hang out with some new friends, I guess, a little easier.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it's different, but you know, it's also difficult, I think, to be on all the time. And when you're doing a comedy, you have to be very bright-eyed every day, and you have to be very present, and you have to be very energized. And sometimes with some more dramatic work, it's not, you know, it's you don't have to be so in the moment every time. I mean, you know, with Flash Forward, we would have those boardroom scenes that would go on for, you know, you'd shoot those for 6 hours, and you have one line, and so it's incredibly difficult to kind of stay with it. But with comedy, at least it's, you know, you're in it, and I think too, it's there's such a perfect amount of people in the ensemble. I mean, there's six of us, and it's seven with Nicolette Robinson, and so it's every person's at work every day, you know. So it's we can energize each other, and it's fun. It's really fun.
And how long, I asked you about your first impressions of Kyle, but how long was it before the writers had you out of your clothes and in a bedroom scene with your TV husband?
Well, I think that the first scene I think that we shot was the teaser for the pilot, where we're all in bed. I think that's the opening scene of the pilot. I think that might have actually even been the first scene that we did. Yeah. We were just, yeah, in bed instantly.
That's a great icebreaker.
I love that. It is.
I know when my wife and I meet a new couple, the first thing we say is, you know, we should all climb into bed and get comfortable with each other, and then everything after that will be easy. I mean, Woody Allen, it used to be in the movie,
get it out of the way.
Let's kiss first and then go on with the date. It's, you know, things have changed.
Yeah, just get it out of the way, you know? Why not?
Now, last thing, because I know you'll have to go, do you have a favorite line of dialogue from the show that you could share with us, even if it's out of context?
Oh, gosh, a line that I love from that show is, there's Mary Elizabeth Ellis, who I'm such a big fan of. She played, you know, her character on the show, Amy, is this very kind of sassy Southern lady, which is not far from Mary Elizabeth. You know, she's from Mississippi. She's, you know, she has a glass of wine, and the accent definitely comes out, which is awesome, but there's this hilarious line that's actually on the show tonight where she's talking about spending money, and she's remembering what her mom used to tell her, and it was, spend it, girls, spend it. And that's I just always think about it, and it always makes me laugh.
Well, folks, listen, you can see the lovely Christine Woods every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. on NBC in the new sitcom Perfect Couples. It also stars What's-His-Name, Kyle Bornheimer, and Olivia Munn. And Christine, tell What's-His-Name we said hello, and thanks so much yourself for joining us on Mr. Media today.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. For more original interviews with your favorite sitcom stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. That's mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook. Just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
This is Rhonda Shear, and I'd rather be up all night with Gilbert Gottfried than Mr. Media.